You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Get deeper insights on the news from inside sources.
We often talk about Utah being not just a crossroads to the West, but a crossroads to the world. You may remember that our friends at World Trade Center Utah, along with Governor Spencer Cox, led a trade mission in 2022 that has led to all kinds of interesting conversations, connections, and alliances. And there's one coming up here on the 14th to the 18th of this month here in the state of Utah around agriculture and really having a different look in terms of how do we go about innovating in that particular space. And it is bringing people from all over the world. And we're actually joined on the other side of the world by Tal Wilk Glazier, CEO of Saffron Tech, an Israeli-based agricultural tech company. And Tal, welcome to the show. And you're going to be making your way from Israel here to Utah. Tell us why you're coming and what you expect to see here.
Hi, I'm definitely going to start my travel within 2 days. I'm super excited about it. Actually, Arieli and Frontier, together with the Utah Tech University, arrange amazing event, allowing us the opportunity to meet many influencers and potential partners around Utah. And we believe that this is amazing opportunity to meet very interesting ecosystem and build a unique environment, which allow us to develop our startup.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit more about your startup and what it is that you do and how that actually helps in the agricultural space.
So Saffron Tech has revolutionized the saffron industry. Saffron is a prestige spice full of active compounds, which is being used as a mood stabilizer. So it's being used not only as a spice, but only in the nutraceutical and the cosmetics industries. Growing saffron in traditional manners is very non-economical. It's very inefficient. It's flowers only once a year. It requires a lot of land and a lot of labor. Saffron Tech developed a growth protocol allowing us to have 4 cycles of cultivation of saffron a year. And it's allowing us to have a supportive technology which produce a better quality saffron in a higher amount in an economical manner.
Oh, that's fantastic. And why Utah? Why is Utah a good space for you and other agritech companies to come together?
So I understood that the ecosystem in Utah is very advanced, very supportive for agricultural startup. You can find not only experts in the agricultural industry, but also supportive ecosystem, which allowing us to have the needed funding and the needed expertise in different areas. So the challenges are not only around agriculture and not only around the chemistry around it, but also having holistic solution, which will allow us to develop the startup in an optimal manner. So Saffron Tech is looking for partners, looking for innovative ideas, looking for additional technologies that can complement our technology. And I'm very eager to meet the experts in Utah and build the right ecosystem to support our startup.
I think that's fascinating. And it's not just the environment and the climate. It's also those connections, different companies that have similar values that are taking a similar approach in terms of growing that startup. Tell us about the conversations that you'll be having around that part of the business.
So I think that, first of all, the event of having few startups coming from all around the world, meeting very specifically the right people in the right place, facilitating this conversation is an amazing opportunity. Just from speaking with different people coming with the same goal will be an amazing opportunity. The ability to learn one from the other and to find different directions to develop the company can be fascinating. The long relations between Arieli to Utah allowing us to have a maximum value from these few days, meeting a lot of people in a very short time, and I guess also allowing the people from Utah, many meet various different startups in a short time, allowing to maximize the time and the value from such a travel.
Wonderful. And give us any insight from your experience, previous visits to Utah, interactions with the local agritech community that have influenced your participation in this year's event.
Frankly, the only chance I had to visit Utah was to be a tourist. And I had amazing experience coming to Zion Park and to see Bryce Canyon, but I never met the agricultural sector in Utah yet, so I'm very eager to meet it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to having you and hosting you here in the Beehive State, both as a tourist and now as someone in the agritech space. I think it's going to be an extraordinary event. The public's invited to experience an amazing part of this whole program, the final pitch, the expo event on Thursday, the 18th. Entrepreneurs will be presenting their agritech solutions through compelling pitches, and attendees can engage in networking sessions with fellow entrepreneurs, investors, farmers, industry leaders, and so on. It's really an extraordinary event. And Tal, we appreciate you joining us from Israel today. We look forward to getting you into the Beehive State. And I look forward to hearing about your business and seeing the opportunities here as Utah continues to be a crossroads to the world. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I look forward to meeting you all next week.
This is going to be such an interesting conversation. Arielle Capital, again, is the sponsor of Agritech 2024. And it's just one more example of where Utah, it really is the crossroads to the world, and bringing a lot of these agritech businesses and these startups into the state of Utah. Great networking opportunity and great innovation opportunity as well. Well, that wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We're going to step aside for some top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, our friend Tim Shriver, Impact Scholar at the University of Utah, part of the Dignity Index, along with Natalie Gochner from the University of Utah, will join us coming up to kick off hour number two on Inside Sources. We'll be right back.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio,
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.